Gordon Barb Drummond, the operators and owners of Tim Hortons in Peace River, in Fairview, and in Valley View, and they join us on the line this morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Tim Hortons Camp Day, it's coming up on Wednesday, July 13th. The fact that it's happening again, how great is that?
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's to be actually having them live again is fantastic.
How come people just keep coming back and supporting causes like this in your mind?
Well, one, I think there's several layers there. And I don't want this to come off as sort of being cavalier about it or anything like that, but it's an easy give. Right? You know, if you're gonna have a coffee, why not do it on Camp Day for sure and help kids go to camp? So I think that part of it is it's an easy transition. Just go say, I'm going to get my coffee at Tim's today because of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the reasons why
and just to think that just buying a coffee is going to change a life of a camper. You know, it allows them to go to a camp where they're going to learn leadership and resilience, especially in the times that we've just been through, and responsibility, and knowing that you've in some small way empowered them to open doors to the future, which, you know, just a cup of coffee, or if you round up your order, or, you know, you make a donation and you buy a bracelet, you've really done way more with one cup of coffee than you realize.
Having said that, how much do you think the kids deserve to go to camp?
Oh, I think absolutely. Typically, the children that go from the surrounding areas, for any Tim Hortons community, they're most deserving of it. You know, they have typically the selection is through children that are from underdeveloped communities or, you know, low socioeconomic homes, and I think that giving them that chance is absolutely deserving of them. They're choosing children that won't necessarily, have that opportunity typically. So I think absolutely for most students, you can't. Especially visionary being physically, I can't. They did amazing up through COVID. They had the online camps, which was also pretty incredible. So,
they're very deserving.
Very deserving, they certainly are. I know there's probably a little bit of a process of where the money actually goes to send these kids to camp. We all know that the money goes to send kids to camp. Where does, if I may ask, the money actually go to help send these kids to camp?
Well, it goes to the foundation that holds the money and distributes it to all of you. So
100% of the proceeds go to the Tim Horton Children's Foundation. And then, you know, that those funds are now allocated to pay for counselors, upkeep camps, maintain camps, all that stuff, so the kids, when they go there, they have a truly unique experience.
I guess with the new store in Fairview, the excitement has really built up, has it not?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very excited to have their first ever Camp Day experience, and I know the community's been wonderful supporting them so far, and I think it's going to continue on Camp Day.
Yeah, I, you know, Fairview is not any different than any other community in the North from our perspective. You know, they're going to give. They will. If you look at many things that people raise me for, people in the North really help. They're all there. Mm-hmm. So I don't see why Fairview would be any different.
How much success are you looking for, and are there any goals that the three stores want to reach?
I knew you would be asking that question. And you know, I've had a little bit of time, and you know, may have a different perspective of it than I do, but I think coming out of COVID and having a real live camp right now, I'm not too worried about, you know, what we've accomplished in the past. I really intentionally haven't went and looked, because I don't want to set this goal, and we may, and I think we'll probably be equal to what we did before, or awfully close. But everybody's got to rethink everything these days. Like, nothing's cheap anymore either, is it? and so it does have a chance to impact that. I mean, let's be honest. I'm not trying to make this sound political or anything like that, but you go to the gas pump, man, it's not cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those few extra dollars that you're probably still going to buy your coffee. That's one of the more affordable little creature comforts that we can do. But you know, in the past, maybe you threw a $20 bill in that the camp jar, right?
Yep.
Well, maybe you can't do that this year, because you know, when you're spending a lot more money on things, the $20 is very valuable to you, and we get that. So if this is a year of really sort of rebuilding the program, we're completely comfortable with that. Now, Barb might have a different answer. Now, do you have?
I just don't have a number for you. I just hope that when people make a choice to get their coffee or their iced coffee, that they're at Tim Hortons, knowing that they're going to make a difference. And I think whatever anybody can donate is going to be just great with me.
Gordon, Barb Drummond are the owner-operators of the Tim Hortons in Peace River, Fairview, and Valley View. Gord, Barb, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate your time, really. Thank you so much.